UAW strike, 34,000 auto workers now on picket line while few Americans back General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. By John Binder on October 12, 2023. The United Auto Workers, UAW, strike has expanded again with roughly 34,000 American auto workers now striking across the United States while few Americans, a poll finds, back General Motors, GM, Ford, and Stellantis in the conflict. Late Wednesday evening, 8,700 UAW members at Ford's Kentucky truck plant in Louisville walked off a job and joined 25,300 other UAW members who have been on strike for nearly a month now. "We have been crystal clear, and we had waited long enough. But Ford has not gotten the message," UAW President Sean Fain said in a statement. "It's time for a fair contract at Ford and the rest of the Big Three. If they can't understand that after 4 weeks, the 8,700 workers shutting down this extremely profitable plant will help them understand it," emphasis added. Auto workers at the Louisville plant produce Ford's highly profitable pickup trucks, the Ford Expedition, and the Lincoln Navigator. Ford executives called the expansion of the UAW strike grossly irresponsible. "The decision by the UAW to call a strike at Ford's Kentucky truck plant is grossly irresponsible but unsurprising given the union leadership's stated strategy of keeping the Detroit Three wounded for months through reputational damage and industrial chaos," Ford executives said. Meanwhile, recent polls show Americans are increasingly on the side of UAW members against the Big Three automakers. In an Associated Press/NORC poll conducted October 5 through October 9, fewer than 10% of American adults said they side with the automakers in the labor dispute, while 36% backed the UAW members. The poll also showed that across party lines, few American adults backed the automakers in their dispute with UAW members. Among Republicans, only 12% side with automakers, while 22% side with UAW members. Only 12% of swing voters, similarly, side with automakers while 20% side with UAW members. Democrats are the most likely to show support for UAW members, with 55% backing them and only 5% supporting the automakers. By a 60% majority, American adults said they support the UAW members' plea for increased pay to keep up with record inflation and the rising cost of living under President Joe Biden, the poll found. Just 9% said wage hikes for auto workers are a bad thing. Auto workers are striking not only for pay increases but also to get commitments from the Big Three that Biden's electric vehicle, EV, mandates will not crush their wages and eliminate their jobs entirely. For weeks, auto workers have said they are worried their jobs will be eliminated altogether as a result of Biden's mandates and that supply chains will be dominated by China, which controls nearly 70% of the world's lithium, 95% of manganese, 73% of cobalt, 70% of graphite, and 63% of nickel. While auto workers worry about their jobs being eliminated, automaker executives are set to score billions in lucrative tax credits thanks to Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, IRA, which will incentivize EV production and sales. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.